One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, today I learned exactly how to express my feelings for Jamie.
How is that?
Toey. He makes me toey. Jamie. I want to ride that dick.
Girth boat.
God, that man.
He's hot.
He does something to me.
He has... Sadly, he has turned me off more and more this season because of his personality.
Oh, turned me on.
Yeah, I think it's his.
So you would turn him down?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I'm saying he just becomes shittier as it goes on. I still think he's hot.
I think he's got a bit of an ego.
Which yeah.
kind of is what turns me on more.
No, I completely turned off by that.
He's going to fuck you down good because he's not going to fuck you and have you say he was a bad fuck.
Those
guys that have something to prove?
They're bad fucks.
Sometimes they're not. Some guys have things to prove.
Maybe.
See, not everyone has to be wanted by the police and you hear police sirens as they're dicking you down before they get arrested. Yeah.
I'm almost there.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yo, this is Badoo.
This is Badoo.
It's Badoo. Season 1, episode 9, Squid Games.
Squid Games.
I never saw Squid Game.
Didn't no interest. No interest.
I don't love extreme violence.
I don't love
unless it's in the bedroom.
Exactly. I was in a place in my life where I didn't want to watch that. And the moment passed.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's shows that just, it's a moment thing. If you don't.
I gotcha.
You know. Y'all, speaking of shows that were a moment, Love Is Blind is coming back in the fall.
We called it. Mid-October.
Listen to us.
So y'all, jump on we're going to be covering that on the $5 level or our Patreon.
But we'll put an episode out on free feed.
They're in Dallas this time. The Big D.
They're in the Big D. They're going to be probably where we were doing our live show in Deep Ellum.
Probably. That's where everyone stays.
Exactly.
All the cool kids.
I wonder if one of them fucked the sound engineer there too, like you did. Yeah. Speaking of
I was as shocked as anybody.
Yeah. Anyway, so y'all,
and I banged it that night, too.
You did, actually. You did. Just to remember, because that's how you remembered him.
Just to feel something.
Yeah. when he tweaked your nipple, you went, oh, I do remember you.
I do remember this dicking down.
Yeah. So, also, y'all, live shows. We've got our New York, Chicago, Atlanta, D.C., and
Two nights in Tampa. I think I saw that porn once.
Yeah. I think I did too, actually. Two nights in Tampa. And then the sequel was One Morning in Buffalo. Who knew? They traveled.
The second one was more of an art film.
Yeah.
Sadder.
They went weird and they tried to have emotions in it. It was weird porn. Anyway, y'all, I think that's And then, oh, your bike. Well, let's see.
No, it's already. This is next week.
Oh, yeah, it's next week. Next week.
We're recording this a little earlier.
Doing a little early. This next
we're
week,
banking yeah. shows a little earlier because we're going to be going on tours, so it's better to bank
for us. We're
about
to get raw dog.
Yeah, we're going
to
get raw dog.
Who knows what's coming down the tube?
So, this was we were just talking about this before. This was a longer episode. This
was a good episode.
Probably an hour and 15 minutes of television time.
It was a good episode, and also the end, I actually was holding my breath.
Me too.
Oh.
This is, I think this was, the way they did this, at the end of episode 8, we got this season on.
Yes.
So I think we're halfway. Being treated to, this is the second half, and I'm pretty sure they did reunions, right?
I don't know if I haven't looked. I should just look at the episodes because it's on Peacock. I don't know if they do, if they've already done the reunion.
If they don't do a reunion, they might not do it on Peacock.
I bet I all could see them waiting to do the reunion until...
Big ratings when they aired.
No, until it's done airing on Bravo.
Yeah.
Because they want to get the people where they are now, not where they were 5 months ago.
That makes sense.
I think they'll do that if they haven't already done it.
So it'll probably be like 16 or 18 episodes.
I'll just look on Peacock and see if there's a reunion.
I love speculating about things.
Continue.
I need to say, my first teabag about this episode is I now know what the sound of the song or the song will be when I die. And it goes, cocktail time, in a bellowing voice with two women twerking at the same time. Cocktail time, cocktail time.
I'm going to have to get that as a phone ring for when you call.
It's what you hear when you die. Just over and over again in a loop. Bit.
There was not a reunion.
So there are how many episodes?
17.
Okay, cool.
So there's going to
be one. We are, this is officially halfway.
Yeah.
Okay. Or maybe, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah. 9 more. I'm excited to see where this season's going to go.
So funny you have to count it out, but dicks, you just know.
It's interesting. Yeah, that's more of a second sight
Even
kind of thing.
Even in the dark, you're like, there is 5 dicks in here for me. You just know.
I sense all of them. All of them have their own personalities.
They're like antennae.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like a divining rod.
All right. My first teabag is Magda needs to calm the fuck down.
About Aisha.
And this whole thing,
everything.
She said, I try to be very positive, but if somebody is screaming at me and I went, Aisha.
She has not screamed at you.
She's never even raised her voice to you.
Did you hear what
I just want to say, what cave did you come out of that the world is so frightening for you?
She said, my parents were very positive with me, and all I need is positivity. Because I endured scoliosis, and I overcame scoliosis. And I'm glad you did.
Scoliosis sucks.
So did like 11 girls in my class.
It's a my Uncle Steve did.
I rarely hear men doing
it. My mom checked me all the time when I was a kid because he had it bad. Because
you were bent over?
No, just because she was nervous.
Oh.
It's been over later, but Jeff is just in the locker rooms. Just the offensive line, y'all. I'm not a whore. Anyway, yes, that was later on. But yes, that's good thing that you beat scoliosis or that you got help with scoliosis. It can be quite a debilitating disease for people. So it's horrible. So I'm not knocking that.
But she became a model
after. But then she followed that. She said, and then I became a model and did hard work as a model.
So any women out there, anything's possible.
I'm going to say this. I might get shit for this. Is modeling a talent? It is. I am not a model.
I think it's hard work, though.
We've seen what Michael Plath does. I think it's hard work and tenacity where you have to keep like going and going and going. But I think for Magda, it's not necessarily a hard of physical labor.
No, she's never really worked hard.
It's probably a lot of meeting people. It's a lot of going to, I don't think her parents, probably because she had scoliosis, ever let her do hard labor.
No, that's probably true.
Makes sense why she needs a 4-hour fucking nap.
When you see, you say hard labor, it makes me think that she's breaking up rocks with a pickaxe. But I know what you're talking about.
Again, that's another movie you saw.
You know, those white and black stripes. Ooh, jail time. That was the name.
We got to move on. What's your next teabag?
I was just going to follow that up with she's calling her boyfriend all the time.
All the time.
And complaining about Aisha. And it is weird. Toomey even says, she's complaining about Aisha all the time, but she's like, if I was her chief stew, I would be much harder on her.
Yeah, Toomey says, I would fucking come for her.
And I want to talk about, a similar situation, and let's imagine if Chef Ryan was on the boat with Captain Lee or Captain Sandy or even Captain Glenn.
Oh, yeah. He'd be off. He would have been off.
Captain Sandy would scream in his face saying, get off my fucking boat, you're fired.
She would say that.
Captain Glenn might punch, or sorry, Captain Lee might punch him in the face. Ooh, for what we heard.
I wish I could see
it. Boat daddy.
Wish I could see it.
So, but she's later on, she's calling her boyfriend and talking for like 2 hours. And one of the people on the boat's like, you know, Magda does like 5 gigs of data every single
day. Engineer.
Yeah, the engineer.
Because they only have, they're out at sea, y'all. They've got fucking HughesNet out there at sea. They can't get a lot of internet out there. It's not like
Magda depletes the gigs a day.
Who FaceTimes someone for 2 hours?
A child.
I don't want to talk to anyone for that long.
She's in her 20s, but she might as well be 16.
I think if Jesus Christ herself FaceTimed me, and I think I'd give him
5 minutes.
Good, 30 minutes. I'd be like, oh, that's great.
Nope, you would have said everything you need to say in 5 minutes.
I'd be like, no, I'd want to tell me about your mom, Mary. How'd she do her makeup? I'd want to know things like that.
There's, you know how quickly my FaceTimes are with my niece and nephews? I watch 7 minutes tops, because then they've already gotten all their material out.
Yeah, they already did it.
And then they start repeating themselves after that.
2 hours? 2 hours?
I don't know what you would have to say.
God, I bet they like turn on FaceTime and go to sleep together.
Oh! Ugh. I had someone who wanted to talk with me on the phone for a really long time, and we would like, and I was all right with it, but I would just finally put him on speaker and I'd do something else. And he's like, are you listening to me? I'm like, yeah, yeah. Because I got so bored.
I don't like talk. I can talk. If I'm catching up with someone I haven't spoken with in a while, then yeah,
that's
I can do
different.
A good hour. That's different.
But that means you're engaged. And she seems like she wasn't even really fully engaged in the conversation either.
No. Because, too, it's also different with a friend maybe you talk to even once a month.
Yeah.
You have a conversation. But this is her boyfriend, so they talk
all day, every day.
All the fucking time.
It's like something you do when you're 16. That's what it feels like.
If I have to say, y'all, if I was on this boat with her, she would drive me fucking bananas.
I agree. I think only because she's a good time, do they, like when she's a good time for morale and things like that, do they even tolerate her?
Yeah.
If she was shitty to other people besides Aisha, she would not be tolerated.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. That's the only thing getting her past. Mm. What's your next? I followed up on yours, and so let me tell you.
Sure.
Let's talk about Ryan's club experience of trying to fight that guy who said, show me your tits. Get to take your tits out already.
Oh, wow.
I gotta protect women, dude.
How brave.
How brave.
How hypocritical, more like it.
Right.
Someone who says, I can't sit around and let guys talk to women like that. I went, you talk to Aisha like she's a piece of garbage.
What's interesting is
piece of garbage.
A lot of men who say, I hate it when women are disrespected like that, are the same ones who put women down and think of them as subhumans.
You spot it, you got it.
Yeah. And it's weird that sometimes that same impulse can coexist in a lot of men.
Yeah.
That don't talk that way to a woman, man.
He's also Philly, y'all, and people from Philly want to fucking fight.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Irish Italian, yeah.
They could go to fucking Esalen and find a fight. Like, even that, though that no one's speaking.
That is niche. Tell everyone what Esalen is.
Esalen is this retreat. It's a gorgeous retreat up in Big Sur, but they do a lot of, like, you go on this
retreat. It's like meditation.
Like, yeah. And you, it's a, I think I need to go, I might need to go to that. I need that in my life. When you go and, like, you don't talk for, like, a week.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
Doesn't it?
Can you fuck?
No.
Not interested.
There are hot springs, actually, so maybe in the springs.
Okay.
Anyway.
Gonna need to use Grindr.
This is what I love, is that Ryan's like, you're talking to him like a bunch of fucking rednecks, and he's yelling at them, he's trying to fight with them. Jamie pulls him aside and says, look, mate, in Australia, when you throw a bottle at some, because Ryan throws a bottle at them. When you throw a bottle at someone's face, you're going to jail.
You get charged.
Good for Australia.
Yeah.
Good for Australia.
And here's the thing. As soon as you make the first violent move, you guys, just as you know, that's the argument, he started it, doesn't matter in when you're thrown, get thrown the book at you.
No.
If you throw the first punch or throw the first bottle, I'm surprised they didn't. I'm glad the security, either the club security or the show security.
I bet production security was like, gotta get him out of here.
It was probably production security.
I bet you was.
Because y'all, insurance for those people is very high.
It's very high. And that they're like going, uh-oh, our premium's going to go up.
Yep. Money is the most important thing to a television show.
Jamie talks to him outside and it reminds him again, like, dude, you will get thrown in jail. Like, you've got to calm the fuck down.
And this just shows you, this is a person who is just... He has no real self-awareness of what a D-bag he is.
I think he actually could be, I would have to know him more, but I actually think he could be a diagnosable narcissist.
Maybe.
It's bordering on between self-absorption, self-involved, and actual narcissism. Yeah. It also deals with, it's such a guy thing that what's the one emotion that men are allowed to be?
Angry.
Angry. Because think about what we just saw. Ryan just had a horrible charter where people said his food wasn't good.
Right.
His food tasted bland. He didn't do anything right this charter.
So he's probably sad.
He's probably sad. He probably feels inadequate. He probably feels vulnerable. And he's got to fight.
But he can't
and get
show
this
it.
Out.
Yeah.
To get out their frustration, men can fight or fuck. Don't respond to
I
that.
I prefer the second. Maybe a little
I bet you love it when a hookup says, if they're like, yeah, I'm having a bad day, and you're like, I'll take care of that.
We can work with that.
I've moved things. I get a text, Maddie, can't podcast tonight. What?
Yeah, I may have a limp tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe a black eye.
Wow.
So what's your next one? I just thought that was...
Mine's going back. I've realized, first of all, I've decided I like Culver now. I know he gets on your nerves more. I've decided I like him. I think he's a good guy. He's got weird teeth, but I do feel like he is kind of the Owen Wilson of yachting.
Yeah.
Like, he puts off that vibe.
Man,
because
dude.
He can be, in the way he talks, and he can be so clueless because he's...
I think he's a cheese ball.
They're kind of talking about him and Brittini. And he says, funny, every time I go yachting, and he means this, y'all, I actually
I've got
don't
a girlfriend.
And he literally says it, I don't think he knows why. And I'm like, have you seen yourself with your shirt off?
Yeah, I just...
You're just sinew on legs.
I think he'd be a very frustrating person to be in a relationship with. Because I think you'd keep trying to dig... And plumb for more depth. And I don't think it's there.
I think for you, I think you want that in a relationship.
I do.
Want that. Not everybody does. And I'm not saying this, but not everybody. Some people, at least I know some women that I know that I'm like, what do you want in the guy? And they're like, the first thing they say is, I just want him to be a good dad. And I go, but what about you?
That's all they want?
But I could see they could see Culver and say, well, he'd be a great dad. But what about you? What do
but
you
what
want?
What about...
I've had a lot of girlfriends that's been their first answer for what they're looking for in a guy.
That now, says a lot about how women are conditioned in our society.
I understand that that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
That's great. But literally, it's been I even had some therapy clients that were lonely and looking for relationships. I'd say, what do you want him in? Their first thing was, oh, that he's a great father.
Well, so that tells you, gives you a little bit of ideas about male privilege in the world that, well, I don't know, for straight men, they're just like, this she's pretty. Yeah. And she takes care of me, and maybe she's a great mom.
It's very funny. If you ask men what they want in a partner, men will often talk about they want a woman who will do things with them for them. Women often will jump to a guy who takes care of children.
Interesting.
It's very interesting, yeah. But, yeah.
Straight people are crazy.
Bring back that segment. We can for this show.
I need a whole Grindr stats to see what if I'm going to date you.
I did love it, though. This is later on, but I'll just talk about it now since we're talking about Culver. What I love is that Culver is like, he's a cheeseball, but he's really fucking good at his job.
He gets his work done.
And this whole thing of putting on the wig, this is such a smart idea for this guy's buck party.
Yeah.
To like... get that he's dancing with the doll and making the other guy dance.
It is a little weird that there was a male exotic stripper at this part, but I guess they're working with what they have.
Because it would have been weird for one of the female.
Exactly.
So, such a fucking smart idea. When he did the backflip on the doll, the guys flipped out and loved
it. He is entertaining. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, he's good at
his
job.
And he is great for this boat. Because
I agree. I don't know if I could date him for like...
No.
You could last... 2 weeks. I think I could put in 6 months.
Oh, boy. What a waste.
I could feel that body while it's banging me for a while. let me just get a shirt. I'm going to wash this.
There might be something in there, but I think you'd have to work really hard to bring it out because he's a sports guy. He excelled in athletics and... that becomes a lot of men's personalities in their bodies, especially gay men that I know. That's their personality.
Yeah,
and because a lot of times if you're athletic or you have an amazing body, you don't have to have a personality. Yeah. So that expectation just doesn't need to happen.
That's why if you're gonna date a hot guy, who was fat when they were younger.
Oh, the best!
It's the best combination
because they're hot.
Yes. Yes, they know they're hot because I went ahead and...
They don't know they're hot.
This is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but we found out, I watched, because we're going to cover it next week, but just trying to keep on top of things, I watched the next Below Deck Med after we covered it.
Yeah.
Frank used to be a fat kid.
Interesting.
He's lots of... And so I went, that makes sense why Frank is that guy for Kyle.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're rare, y'all. They are rare to find because they get snatched up. Quickly.
So this is someone who overcomes adversity in their childhood.
Had to develop a personality.
You had to develop personality, and then also you still have there's a little bit of insecurities and you're not always obnoxious about everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's why Jamie probably has a little bit of Jamie has a personality, but he has a little bit of that obnoxious because Jamie's always been
hot.
Adonis.
Yeah.
That man does something to me. Oh, the dark curls, he looks like a Michelangelo statue just come to life.
I totally think he's gorgeous. That personality, though, you need to get laid. So,
fuck me. What's your next teabag, Poots?
After that.
you know what? I'm going to go stick a candle up my butt and light something
up.
On fire, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens. Love yourself.
love, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
All right, Poodle, speak.
I want to go take a nap. And she does. Not 30 minutes.
But let's
not an hour.
What's the definition of a nap?
I think a nap is somewhere between 30 minutes and...
I would even say 15.
An hour and a half to 2 hours.
I would say like 15 to 2 hours.
Yeah. After, not five.
That's just going to sleep.
That's sleeping after you've been up for 24 hours on a Coke binge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fact that she just takes a nap when
Leaves
Aisha
the bathrooms.
Is messaged and leaves the bathroom and told her boss that she did it. Like they live on a fucking castle. They're in a 5,000 square foot boat.
I expected
your boss
her,
is going to see this.
I expected her to say, could you bring me an orange juice? That was how I expected, because Magda is so entitled
yes.
for everything.
Yes.
And she even said, she's like, I'm so sorry. I was feeling so sick and just so very tired. And
she
she's like, you were working
sick.
Slow. And she basically, she
Do
was,
you think
she was
she
hungover.
Was sick?
No, she was tired.
She wasn't sick at all, and she even said, I just need to take a nap.
She was up talking to her boyfriend all night.
If she was fucking sick, then tell Aisha,
yeah.
Aisha, I feel, yeah. I'm feeling bad. Can I go lay down?
She also says things like, the bathrooms are done, but they're not finished.
Y'all, as my voice teacher in college would say, when I said, I think I know the notes, he would say, learning your notes is like being pregnant. Either you are or you aren't.
Again, not an appropriate thing to say.
Not appropriate. I don't know what the equivocation is. It's very. He also was really homophobic. Maybe I shouldn't quote him anymore.
I think that's a good idea.
But it's either clean or it's not.
Or, yeah. And that's where she goes into the scoliosis
you know,
I've thing.
I've got a better example. I got a better example. Either you fuck Poodle or you don't.
Yeah, there's nothing in the middle. There's no, we're going to give each other tongue baths.
I should have opened this up.
No.
I'm so sorry.
No.
No.
I'm not, you're not coming over here if we're going to do mutual J.O.
I
don't
want to know.
I'm kind of okay. I'm okay with reciprocal oral. But there needs to be a little grinding.
No!
And you've got to really promise me something for later. You got to lay down some collateral. Because if I'm going to put you in my schedule, I need to say this is going to pay dividends.
I'm
honestly.
Sorry, I brought it up.
Because I have, I've had those people who like, can we just hold each other for a minute? And if you're really interesting and we're actually dating, I'll hold you. I'm going to roll my eyes while I'm doing it and actually watch the shot clock go by on my bedroom
tick,
wall.
Tick, tick,
tick. I'm sorry, you have to go home now.
I have to go leave now.
But if it's,
or your bed just ejects them. No.
Ba-choing!
Oh, I'm sorry you fell on the floor while you're down there. Grab your shirt.
Have a good night! But honestly, if it's a second date, if we were back at my house and in my bed on the second date and there's no past second base, this is not going to work for me. It's just, yeah.
I'm sorry I brought that up, y'all.
Yeah. And if it's a hookup, I'm sorry. You, like I said before, it's you got to leave some collateral. You got to leave your watch behind or something.
If they don't dick you down?
Yes.
Well, they just...
You can get it when you come back. Ladies, have them leave collateral.
Oh.
Maybe a credit card. That's a good one.
Okay.
Take this advice.
Our square reader, too, for our merch. You can just use it.
Yeah.
They could leave a deposit.
Yeah.
Since
collateral.
Since they didn't leave
I'm
a deposit.
You, collateral. Where was I?
What's your next tea bag?
Wow.
Or actually, I think it's my turn.
It is.
We talked
your time.
About her nap.
Yes.
Well, can we talk about it? Happens at the end, but let's just talk about because Aisha goes down there and Aisha's livid. This is really the first time we've
seen her.
You need
to come with me. You need to come with me, Magda.
This was the first time where her voice kind of wasn't that.
You need to come with me, Magda.
She did
kind of
come down a little bit. And Magda literally acts like she's getting taken to the principal's office.
She does.
And Aisha, this is what kills me. This is why Aisha's such a good leader, because she said she's pissed off, but Aisha says, I wonder what I've done where she can't come to me.
Yeah. Or, I've tried everything. I've tried being nice. I've tried being mean. And what I'm going to have to be a complete bitch to her.
Yes, you are.
You are.
Because that is the deal.
Be a complete bitch.
People, I think what she gets on my nerves, it's not even malicious. They don't even know, I think, consciously they're doing it. But Magda is one of those people that just uses people in situation when she can, and then she's done with them.
That's exactly what it
but
is.
But I don't mean that not in a malicious, like, evil way.
No, that's
way.
How she gets through life.
Because that's how she gets through life, because of the way... Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because if you've known a lot of Polish people in life, they are the life of the party.
Mm.
They really are. If you go out at night with Poles, you will have a great time.
Mm.
So that gets her through. They can also be very moody. I just know that there was a lot of Polish pianists at my undergrad.
Oh.
So that's where I, yeah. But they were the life of the party.
They were handsome. I remember those pianists were cute.
Oh, the men.
Isn't it always?
And the women, too.
No, they're beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But they can party and they have a good time.
Speaking of people that like to have a good time, let's talk about Bro Boat.
Holy
Whoa.
Shit. The Bucks Charter.
Whoa.
Y'all, did you see that
Johnny
one point?
Come lately?
Okay, Johnny is gorgeous.
Come on me.
All of the Bucks.
All the Bucks.
Everyone attend. I even like the Buck.
I got on my ass tattooed, the Buck stops here. Just so they know.
They're all like middle age, hot.
Oh.
I would try to pick every single one of these guys up in a bar.
Ladies, these are the men you cheat on your husband with.
Ooh, they're hot.
Oh, they're hot.
And at one point, did you see them on the jet ski? Because they're Australian, they don't care. They're just like laying on top of each other. And I was just like finger banging myself while I was watching it.
They were very, very, you know who we all were? We were all Brittini.
Brittini was literally boy crazy.
Y'all, Brittini's a dick pig.
Like, she's 13 years old.
She's one of us, y'all. Brittini's
a dick
pig.
She's a
dick pig, sissy.
She's a dick pig. She's toey, as Jamie says.
Ooh, as Jamie says. Ooh, ooh.
And there's a little bit where Jamie has a problem with Brittini talking to the guests too much. She's literally boy crazy because there's so many hot guys on the yacht. I think she just needs to rub up against the side of her bunk for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Just watch the splinters. I think that because they're kind of alluding. Do you think her and Culver are going to hook up?
I don't know if he'll go for it.
I don't know if he will, because she talks about, like...
Because he said he has a girlfriend.
He does?
He said, I always have a... When I'm on charter, I always have a girlfriend.
Oh, I thought he meant he gets a girlfriend on charter.
Oh, that's different.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I think that's the way I took it, but I don't know. Maybe he did. I'm on charter and I can't.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think you brought... Sissy, let us know. I think I could have read that wrong, but...
I'm not sure.
Because he talks about, when later on, when they're talking about Brittini, when she said, what am I going to do after the boat? And of course, Brittini's going to rent a van, y'all. She wants to live that van life.
Got
to
live that van life.
She's going to live that van life, and she said...
Peeing in jars and throwing them out the window.
She said, got to live in small spaces. She said, I could do it with Culver.
I think it's because he's there.
I think so. He's there and he has abs.
Yeah, and there's no one else on the boat she wants to fuck. And Jamie's basically already said, I'm not attracted to any of you other girls. And so...
Yeah, Jamie wasn't into her.
Yeah, so who else is left? Benny? Think not.
No.
Yeah. The captain?
I'd be fine with that. Benny would just... Benny would cry when you were taking his... When you were unbuttoning his pants. He would just start going...
Isn't it weird how Ryan and Benny get along? And I just said that, and I'm like, no, it's not. Because they have a lot of the same problems.
Yeah. No one understands them. Yeah, they're very similar in a lot of ways. They just go about it differently.
My next one is talking about... Should we just talk about this dinner? Is Ryan decides to do a family-style dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "That's you put it all up there." And Aisha basically says, no one does that. This is fine dining. We serve that. And so it's like he just assumed that was going to be done. And Aisha said, no, we do this for service. And we had something happen very similarly last week on Below Deck Med.
Oh, we did. Yeah. And again, it goes back to, because some of the sissies, we kind of said, some of the sissies that said they felt like Dave was a bad chef for doing that. I don't think he's a bad chef, but
for what?
For knowing that the guest asked for a wine pairing. They remind us that the guest did ask for like a wine pairing around the world menu.
Interesting.
So Tosh was doing what the guests wanted,
right?
Which is true. So Dave is a bad chef in that he didn't. He made his own rules, but I think it's similar in that they both went that. The chef, y'all, when the chef and the chief stew have problems, communication problems, they're not communicating and shit goes awry.
Right.
Because that really would have been it. Do you think Aisha, if she didn't hate Ryan, would let him do a family-style dinner if he talked to her about it?
Well, she sounded like that this is not what you do in a nice dinner. No one just grabs from a plate.
I was trying to think if we've seen this on Below Deck. I don't think we've ever seen someone like family style share dinners.
No, not dinner. Usually for breakfast, yeah.
But dinner normally is a formal affair.
Yeah. So
it goes back to, I hope Andy Cohen asked Ryan, how many boats have you actually worked on?
Well, maybe he will.
I don't know.
I think he was on Watch What Happens Live, and he was really shitty.
Oh, I'm sure.
Shocking. But here's the big deal.
But the storm's brewing, because before that, Captain Jason said, I'm watching Ryan because I've seen his negativity. So that kind of happened already.
And he also has been told, Jason says, this guy used to work for me. So I really want you to wow him with your food.
Oh yeah, Johnny worked for Captain Jason. Put that on top of, remember last week, Aisha told the captain, I'm having trouble communicating with Ryan.
Right. So, turns out the pasta
all looks like shit, too.
It's just simple pesto. He went beyond the goal of, he made his own pasta. And you saw him overly salting it.
Yeah.
And I wonder, I'm like, did he do this just to say fuck you?
Think about...
Because he's not tasting his food, obviously, you guys.
Yeah,
he's not tasting
pasta.
His food.
And remember when he made homemade, he did it in all like little pasta servings on plates with like little garnishes. And it looked beautiful. This is literally just spaghetti in a fucking
and
bowl.
And pesto.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the bowls and food you get at summer camp.
Yeah. But did you notice that he's not tasting his food.
No.
And that, something's wrong. Anyway, the guests are like, this is way too salty.
I feel like being undersalted is a big deal, but oversalty.
Worse.
That's harder to do.
Yep.
It really shows a chef with a bad palate.
I think it's less than that. I just don't think he cares.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Like you said, there's no love in his food.
I think he could make food that's good. And
because he says before, this is what he loves to do, pastas and pizza.
So, y'all, Captain Jason is already looking for another chef, like right after that dinner.
Yes.
And Jason also says, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that this is my friend.
Yes.
And anyway, what's your next one?
My next one is, y'all, Aisha comes up with the idea. She has a meeting kind of with Magda and Toomey, basically says, like, basically going forward, she's going to keep Magda on service. And I just want, Magda says, I don't know if this is a punishment or a compliment. I went, it's a punishment.
Yeah. Poor thing.
And it's terrible for Aisha, but it's also what Aisha has to do because she knows.
Right.
Shit's going to go awry.
Can we just talk a little bit about the Chef Jason, sorry, Captain Jason, Ryan.
Yeah, that actually was before they came on crew. I should have said that earlier. I just wanted to point that out.
Dialogue of, he says, this is after the dinner.
Yeah, this is after the
dinner. And he says, so, I really wanted you to wow us. And they said that they said it was kind of, out of everything was a little bit, was just all crazy and not really well organized. And then Ryan immediately throws Aisha under the bus. He says, sorry, I wanted it family style, but that was, the chief stew decides what she's going to do.
No one listens to me.
No responsibility. And then he says, the pasta was not at a wow, did not have a wow factor. And then he says, I really think you need to do up at the game. And then Ryan says, I'm feeding the guests and not the captain. And I thought what Captain Sandy would have said. Well, you're on my boat. This is my boat. If you don't, you better well start thinking about fucking feeding me.
Captain Jason was so calm.
Yes.
I was shocked. Because he knows, because that's when he texts, and y'all, the chef that he texted about like an episode or two ago,
it's not available.
Not available anymore.
So he's in a real problem, and later on, so he lets that go. Ryan is freaking out, still back-talking Jason.
Well, there's a reason why it's back. But I think it's because you're talking towards the end of the show. It's important to note, in between that...
They wanted their squid.
Again, it's about, he has no business working in a service industry, and especially luxury. Because the guys went fishing.
And they caught one fish, and all it took was them to...
A fish and two, like some squid.
Here's the thing, y'all. He didn't even have to cook what they gave them. He could have just done whatever he wanted. He also said to Culver earlier, I don't want that fish in here if it's not gutted and scaled. He's like, don't even bring it in here. Like, he wouldn't even prepare the fish. What I would have done if he didn't want to do that is just throw that stuff away, get another piece of fish out there, and tell the guests, this is the fish you caught. And yes. Everyone's, this is the squid you caught.
Now, maybe he doesn't have squid. So he can't, but I'm sure he has some type of squid or something already on the boat.
How hard could it be?
Just chop it up and fucking you don't have to serve it exactly the way it is. Because Captain Jason and Jamie both kind of talk about, like, culturally, this is a very, like, down under Australian thing.
But no,
like, we catch our own food.
I can't tell you, though, especially with men, if they want, if they're going to go out there and catch something, they want to eat it. That is something. It is a fragile masculine thing.
Yeah, that is true. Because if I, in my day, if I did catch a twink, I wanted to eat it.
Yes,
it's true.
They, however, would eat back.
They would eat.
They
back.
Would bite
yes.
you back.
Yeah,
so
bite
you
back.
You have to paralyze them with some
the
kind of nerve agent.
Teeth on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet it's truly the audacity that this isn't
awful.
Important. And that he doesn't have the fucking balls to say to the people higher up, I'm not doing this. He just avoids it and goes, okay, and he completely dodges the question.
And then he starts back talking Jason, and Jason says, easy down, And then he basically says, I had a nice word with you, and I don't want your attitude. And Ryan just goes back at him. I don't know what's going to happen.
I
need to watch next week's because I kind of need to find out.
I love it when Captain Jason finally looks at him and says, I don't want it, your bullshit. And he said, if you want to bring this up, if you bring this up to 3 decibels, I'm going to take it to 4.
Oh!
And then I don't know if this happened to everybody else's television. But mine kind of went staticky. And Ryan said, oh, you're going to get it up, are you? And Captain Jason said,
and whips out his dick.
It already says, is,
it already
mate.
Is, mate.
It already is. And Ryan
have
said,
have a good swing from the yard arm.
Wow. And Ryan said, I've got a smooth asshole for that. And then who knew? Just like Craig from Summer House, Ryan has a really smooth asshole.
Oh.
And then Captain Jason kind of did that, you know, kind of tapping.
Sits on his lap.
Tapping on his butt. And then Ryan farted and it killed it. Ryan even
ruined a secret scene.
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
That's what a horrible person Ryan is. He ruined a secret scene.
He's so awful. Wow.
He's awful. I know. I'm ready to watch next week's episode, too.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. You can go to reality. Nope, you can't yet, but we're working on it. I sent an email today about this website.
You can go to our link tree.
Our link tree
and our Instagram, which is Reality Gaze Podcast.
And where else is our link tree, Poods?
You can find our Instagram and our, sorry, you can find our link tree on our TikTok, which is Reality Gaze.
There. It's not on our Twitter. Don't look there.
No.
Don't look there.
I think you can put it there.
I don't think it's on our Facebook, but you can find us there, and you can find us in our private fan group, the Sissy Squad.
Yes.
We have fun in there. Also, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you enjoy this podcast, we appreciate it. And if you do enjoy the show, share it and tell somebody about it.
Sharing is caring.
It is.
Sharing is swearing.
That doesn't make sense, but I'm going to roll with it. All right, everybody. Oh, I still, you know what I dreamed of last night? I dreamt.
Submarine sandwiches?
After that, I dreamt I was on the boat, like a vision on the boat. And it just, the scene, I really do need to, like, I'm going to have to, like, masturbate to Jamie or, like, write or something. Because it was just the scene, remember where he was walking and he took his shirt off and you could see his expansive
back.
That looked like a continent. And he kind of lumbered and hit the door frame and kind of went, oh, and chuckled.
He is really hot.
Where are we?
Y'all, until next time, we say to you. Anchors the gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.